Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Jasmine. Return your call from customer support. You left your number for us to call you back. How may I help you?
No, ma'am, I called you.
Yes, ma'am. You left the number for us to call you back. I'm returning the call. How may I help you?
Ma'am, I was just on the phone with somebody and she hung up on me. Somebody placed, I don't know, placed an order under my name or something, and there's a charge on my bank account. And she said she marked it as fraud and she would transfer me to a supervisor and she hung up on me.
I'm sorry that happened to you, ma'am. Can I get that zip code to pull up that account to finish helping you with that account, ma'am?
62521.
And that first and last name?
Rebecca Taylor.
And can you verify that shipping address for me, ma'am?
1273 Andrea Drive, Decatur, Illinois.
Yes, ma'am. Give me a moment while your account is being loaded up. Yes, ma'am, I do see we're on today. That company from Keurig charged your call for $67.32, and on December 22nd, where you paid $7.95 for the Keurig.
That is incorrect. Yeah, I did not authorize that. I did not do that.
Didn't? Okay, yes, ma'am. I can fully refund you both of those today. And you'll see those onto your account within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. Give me a moment while I notate the account. Once I'm done notating the account and handing those funds over to you, I'll provide you two different confirmation numbers.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me why she said when she canceled it that money would go right back onto my card, but you're telling me 3 to 5 days?
I'm not sure why she told you that, but it does take like 3 to 5 business days, because once again, that's just like a you get a direct deposit. If you get direct deposit, it takes 3 to 5 business days for anything, because refunds or deposits have to go through a process through a bank.
Okay. Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am, I am done updating that account. You'll see those funds within on your account within 3 to 5 business days. Let me know when you're ready for those confirmation numbers, ma'am.
All right, give me just a second. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. The confirmation number for the first one is C as in Charlie. 263.
263?
Yes, ma'am. 263. 446. 671.
Okay. C as in Charlie. 263446671.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And the second one from the 27th of December is C as in Charlie. 263-550-867.
Okay, you said C as in Charlie, 263-550-867.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Do you still have that first one? That one, is that one longer than the first one?
You should have 263-550-867.
Do you have that first one again?
No, the first one is 263-446-671.
671. Okay, I was missing the one. Okay. All right, I got both of those.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Have a good night.